Want to listen to next week's episode of Critical Hit a week early? Want access to original art, character sheets, and a look at what's coming next on Critical Hit? Then head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers today and become a $5 per month or higher member. Your small monthly contribution not only gets you access to Critical Hit episodes commercial-free, your monthly support keeps this show going strong. So, take a moment right now and check out what we have to offer by going to patreon.com/majorspoilers. We have free stuff on our Patreon page as well, like Matthew's monthly Why Do You Hate Me feature, as well as opportunities for you to pick comics that we review on our other podcasts. If you're already a patron, I want to thank you so much for your support. And for those of you who have not become patrons, I hope we see you soon at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. We fought some spiders.
I suppose we did.
Well, we've discovered that they're like now a farmable resource, so that's something.
There you go. Now we just need to figure out what we want to do with all those spider parts.
Yes.
Everyone looks at Ken.
What?
We're playing Kingdom Death Monster now.
There you go.
No.
Ooh, we could play Spider Jenga. That game is so much fun. Spider Jenga, would it be Spidenga or Jider or Spenga? I don't know. I'll work on it. Get
Connect 8.
Yeah. There you go. Ha! Rodrigo, let's turn it over to you.
Okay. So, last time.
On Critical Hit.
What did happen last time on Critical Hit?
Fought some spiders.
Freaking spiders.
We found out the island is infested.
Freaking island.
Randus made some...
Randus talked to...
spider potions.
Yeah.
Mesk? No.
Fiend.
Yeah.
Fiend.
Yeah. Cold call to goddess.
Would that be a place to send envoys, maybe?
That might be a place to send an envoy.
So yeah, Randus made some spider potion,
mm-hmm.
which will hopefully protect us. It is level 20, consumable. Drink this potion and spend a healing surge. You do not regain hit points as normal. Instead, you gain 20 temporary hit points and resist 10 points until the end of the encounter. We also had a potion of resistances. For some reason, I have two of those. Did we make enough for everybody to have two?
We made 10.
10 of them? Okay.
Yeah. Right. So
you have a potion of resistance and a spider potion.
Right.
I have two potions of poison resistance and a spider potion written on my sheet.
I think maybe we divvied them up based on
squishability. We gave two poison potions to the people who got more poisoned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or are more susceptible to poisoning.
And have, you know, less hit points.
Yep. Resist 10. Yeah.
I only marked down one potion.
So maybe you only got one?
You only got one potion. You have a constitution through the roof, remember?
I have two potions of resistance.
Yeah, it's just you didn't get a spider potion if you were particularly... Yep, exactly.
You didn't get a spider potion?
I don't need a spider potion.
Okay.
We only made three spider potions, right?
Right. And you and I have ways to avoid poisoned.
I guess. I mean, I'm less squishy than Ket, is all I'm saying.
Are you?
I would say yes.
As you actually have defenses.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Rodrigo. That's what happened last time. Maybe, kind of. We don't know.
It has been 1 week.
This is
me. We're great at this.
We can't even blame this on like a month-long break or anything.
Okay. Well, I know this. I have two potions of poison resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here in my bag.
We know who actually has the potions.
I'm just saying, if
Randus or Ket should have the spider potion.
Give mine to Ket.
Yeah. That's your call, guys.
Here, Ket, have a spider potion.
Okay.
Boy.
Level 20.
That's going to be ironic when you die of poison in a couple of episodes.
Well, it's already almost happened once.
Which is why we gave you the extra potion.
I know. Just because I am targeted by assassins. It's not like it's the first time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this part of the program is called foreshadowing.
It's an important literary technique and your clue to quality literature.
Oh, weird.
But unlike Chekhov's gun, we'll have these items and totally never use them.
Chekhov's gun is probably the best part of season 3 of Trek, but that's neither here nor there. As part of the reason why Rodrigo has so much gray hair, I think. I'm sorry.
We're on a boat.
We're on a boat. We're getting ready to go
to the Toads.
To the Toads Boardwalk, which is the secret headquarters of
it's
what's
not
his
so
face.
Secret. It's pretty well known of Gamma.
Right. When we get there, our plan is to try and talk him into joining our little coterie of gods and gooblers and things.
Because Ket has an extra golden ticket that he's going to give. And in exchange, we're also going to get ahead.
Well, yeah, that is a strategy.
You guys have passed through the magical rings that the Dawn's Arena generates, and off in the distance, you see lights. And as you approach, you see a large island slowly begin to consume the horizon until all you can see is shoreline. And there is a this island is hilly, and it is wide, and you can tell that there's lots of little hills, and there's kind of a big mountain in it, and you can see sort of some depressions as well. And the reason why you can see it is because you can see all this stuff is because it is very thoroughly illuminated. You see lights coming out of this island all over the place. There are lots of little points of gold and blue and green and violet and pink light all over the place. And as you continue your approach, you start seeing boats.
Okay. Do they seem to be aggressive boats or just around boats or
party boats?
Casino boats?
They do not appear to be casino boats. They are too small. Unless it was like two people or four people playing dice on a crate, which I suppose could happen, but that doesn't really make a casino. These boats seem to be largely minding their business, except a couple do approach you. And you know, they approach slowly, but they're not, they look like they want to get right up next to you. And there are, on one of them, there is a pair of Kenku. And then in the other one, and these are like raven-looking Kenku. And then in the other one, there's three or four humans. And they're kind of coming at you guys from different directions, and they're kind of like waving and shouting at you guys.
Like they're partying, like maybe they're drunk?
No, like they want to get your attention. Like,
oh, okay.
Do they seem angry, or are they just trying to hail us?
They just seem to be trying to hail you.
Hail them back?
Ahoy!
Okay. So the ships come up, and the Kenku are like, "Greetings, travelers. How would you like to dock for the night?"
How much is your fee?
It is only 150 gold per day. However, the Golden Mega Dream Dock in partnership with the Golden Mega Dream Hotel will also grant you accommodations.
And where is the Golden Mega Dream?
Why, it is just down that way. We can guide you there.
I think we're going to consider our options, but thank you.
The humans come up. Ahoy. Greetings, travelers.
Ahoy.
greetings.
How would you like a full service docking and stay experience?
What does that include?
It includes, of course, docking your ship, any maintenance that it might require, and a full stay at our luxurious hotel, the Burning Skull.
Ooh, and how much is that?
Why, only 250 gold.
Steep, but I guess it does include maintenance, but we don't need any maintenance.
Well, you do not have to accept the maintenance.
Are there more ships approaching from then? Now that I've figured out what's going on, are there like, do they have like flags representing different hotels?
Definitely the makes of the ships are different. And yeah, now that you get a good look, these guys are like wearing uniforms, but they're not like waving flags or anything.
Got it.
Is there, I shout out to the guy. Hey, are you familiar with Grandma's Tea House?
Yes, I am.
What do you know about it?
Well, it is not as prestigious as our establishment.
Oh.
It also does not have a dock.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you have any public accommodation docks, like public parking?
Well, yes, but let's just say that travelers who are in such a sleek ship definitely would not want to leave it in the public docks.
Oh, understandable. Thank you. She has all our money, so she'll make all the final decisions.
How sketchy are these guys?
They're definitely medium sketchy. Like, they're salesman sketchy, not like necessarily criminal sketchy.
Sure.
They've got some outlines, but they're mostly blue pencil.
Are there more boats approaching us, or just these two right now?
Just these two right now.
Okay. Then I'll look to the Kenku and look back to the humans, be like, we're getting a better offer from
Golden Mega Dream?
The Golden Mega Dream.
Well, you would, since they are so desperate for business. And the Kenku like come back around and they're like, hey, the Golden Mega Dream is the prime establishment on the Towards Boardwalk. Like, oh yeah, yeah. And they kind of start like turning towards each other.
While they're fighting, we should just sail away.
He's not wrong.
I mean, we are definitely going to have to pick a dock, but yes, I agree that just the first two that approach us is not necessarily the wisest decision. So yeah, let's sail a little bit further and see what else we've got.
All right, so you guys get sail closer to the island, and after a few moments, you can see those two boats like chasing after you, while like, and you know, since basically you sail past them, and now they're on the same intercept course, they're basically parallel with each other. And they're just like shouting at each other all the way there, and sometimes shouting at you.
Nice.
You know, insults at each other and perks at you.
What perks are we getting?
Pre-continental breakfast.
Yeah, that sort of thing. You know, meals, booze, a guided tour of the cesspools,
the pay scry channels for free.
There's nobody trying to hand us cards every 5 feet.
Is that suddenly raining dirty pictures?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Now, just question, Rodrigo, since we're into that area, Toad's Boardwalk, from our vantage point, does it look more like a pleasure island from Pinocchio or more of a Las Vegas turned up to 12?
Actually what it looks like is kind of looks like a, like somebody, imagine somebody took Chinese New Year and then hooked up like 100 car batteries to it, and then blasted it with dirt.
Okay.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Classy.
There are, you can see that there are some places that are, that look nicer. There is one sort of like pyramid-y type building that you see off in the distance that looks pretty nice. But definitely all the stuff close to the shore looks pretty grungy.
She'll like, as we're starting to get closer. So which one is your hotels?
The Golden Mega Dream is just around in that cove over there.
Can I can't see that from here.
No, you can see lights in that direction, but also the other guys are kind of starting to drift away. They seem to be having some problems with their ship.
That's promising.
Which guys? The skull guys?
The skull guys.
From the Flaming Skull.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a great name. So are we going to actually need to dock our ship?
Yes.
Why?
Because,
I mean, we have the little boat.
We have a crew who have previously stayed with the ship while we've gone into these.
Yeah, that's fair. I think take it. Well, then we'll just need to dock the little ship.
Right.
I think that's actually totally reasonable. That way we can not have to worry about.
Use the new toys so Bandai will be happy.
Do we need to? Do we need to announce that we're here to see Gamma?
I don't think we want to do that yet.
Okay.
I don't think we want to do that yet. We want to get the lay of the land.
Okay.
All right.
That was great.
Yeah, why don't we talk to the captain?
So what did we decide? What is the captain's name?
Otto.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I have Zarek written down. Who's Zarek?
Zarek is the Drow diplomat medic.
Got it. Why do I have that with a ship? I'm stupid. Okay, move on.
Otto Jimhand.
So, did you decide where we're docking?
I think you should stay a reasonable distance. We'll take the little boat.
All right. Give us sending when you're ready.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And basically, he'll turn the ship so that the back is facing the shore.
Have we christened the dinghy? The smaller conveyance. Does it have a name?
Well, she called it the transporter buoy.
That's a designation. That's not like a name.
You guys can call it whatever you want.
I thought you had a name in mind, Matthew, when you were asking.
No, I was literally asking. The minnows.
Well, we could table that for now.
All right. So you guys go down to the buoy?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So once again, the buoy is a circular craft, and you guys kind of sit around a main kind of antenna type mast deal in a circle. And it does have a little steering wheel. And when you activate it, it starts to hover above the ground. The cargo hold of the Dawn's Arena opens, and then you are able to pilot it out.
Cool. Hovering above the astral sea.
Yep.
How large is the craft in like width and such?
I would say it's probably maybe from like in radius, it's probably about a little over 12 feet, maybe like 14 feet. So it's not huge.
Right.
Are we still being pursued by little boats when we set out on the buoy?
No. They are still sort of shouting at the crew they don't necessarily seem to notice that this thing just happened.
Oh, good.
Cool. Interesting.
We'll sneak in under cover of probably not darkness.
So you guys go to the shore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys arrive at the shore. From here, you can see basically the beach continues for a little while, and then right at the edge of the beach, you see lots of sort of like booths, like you would see at a fair. Mm-hmm. You also see at the edge and actually out on the beach too, you see humans, you see Kenku, you also see Dragonborn, and you see some fish-looking guys as well. They're kind of got like blue or green skin, like big black eyes, and some of them have like frills. And they're just kind of wandering around, looking drunk and stuff.
Have we ever seen these fish-type guys before?
Some of you have. Actually, all of you have.
Yay.
Yeah, they live in the southern continent too, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, Little Sparkle has actually never seen one, but she's seen a skeleton of one.
Hmm. Mm.
She also... her expectation of seeing a Marrow is that they're like savage raiders, but these guys definitely don't look like that.
They say she met Gla.
She has not met Gla, but everyone except for Sakaar has met Gla.
Hmm.
Aww.
I miss Gla.
Always left out.
Yeah, I guess actually Sakaar is the only person who has never seen a Marrow before.
Hmm.
Skeletal or otherwise.
Aww. Does this thing hover on land as well?
It does.
We should just drive up on land.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. How does any technology work? It's
science!
Essentially magic.
I think it's more than essentially magic.
Fine, it's literally magic.
I mean, you do have to drive it up onto the beach to, because you can't touch the astral sea.
Are there any other land-type vehicles on or around the beach or around the streets of the settlement that we can see?
Mm-mm.
Definitely we should drive up on the beach.
Do we really want to attract that kind of attention?
Well, like I said, you're either driving it on the beach or giving me some athletics checks to jump.
Yeah, why don't we see if we can find
that.
Some kind of...
Yes, either you are driving it up on the beach... or giving me some athletics checks and then figuring out a way back as this thing floats away on the astral sea.
Yeah. Why don't we go try
really
to find some form of dock?
I don't know.
Like those public docks you mentioned.
If we make that kind of entrance, we may be able to position ourselves as... But we are in a dinghy that all of a sudden goes up on land. We can position ourselves as some sort of big deal... what's the term?
Whales.
Quail. Yes.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Don't we?
No. We want to get the lay of the land, and if we decide we want to be whales later, we can be whales later. You can never go subtle from going big, but you can go the other way.
Mm. But what has subtlety ever gotten us?
It's gotten me a lot.
I said us. Fine, let's find the docks.
All right, so you guys are not pulling onto the beach?
Guess not.
Not at this time.
We had a discussion about it, and we're voted down.
Okay, so you are going to try to find the docks that were pointed out to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you follow the shoreline, and eventually you do kind of find a little cove that has some big tall docks. There are a couple of ships docked there, but there's plenty of open space. There is an archway around the main part of the docks, and in big gold letters, it says Golden Mega Dream Docks.
Well, don't anybody forget where we parked.
As you guys approach the docks, big dragonborn picks up a bucket and throws something at you.
Hey!
Hey, you guys, get out of here! We're not buying anything! He'd like throw something else at you.
Ugh, we're looking to dock!
Well, where's your ship?
Cruising.
Okay, well, if you got money and you got a ship, then you can come and dock.
Is there a place where we can dock this?
He, like, looks around. I don't think so. What is that?
It's a small boat.
Everybody, let me see everybody's hands.
Okay. Hands.
Hold up my hands.
He just kind of, like, looks around. Like, looks down and, like, looks like he's trying to, like, look past you. And he's like, you're not cleaners, right?
No.
No?
Well, do you have the money for the dock?
Yeah. How much is it?
150 gold.
Sure.
Per day.
Yeah, well, we can figure out if we... It, whatever. A, that's not that much money. B... It includes room and board, right?
Yeah.
All right. Then, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Well, meet me over there on that one.
All right. Steer over there.
Okay.
Turn, Randus, turn.
I'm trying.
All right. When you get there, the big dragonborn is there, and he's got a couple of humans with him. And... they have what appears to, or this particular dock has what appears to be a crane. And so the big dragonborn starts turning a crank and a hook that's, you know, probably about four, maybe like a good, like, I don't know, probably if you stretched it out, it would probably be a good, you know, 4 feet across, like just like big, dense metal hook. Slides down on a chain. He's like, okay, hook it up and we'll pull it onto the dock.
Okay.
Do we have a place to hook?
Good question.
Yes, but the question is, what orientation will this thing be when it's pulled up?
Yeah.
So we really should have just driven up on the boat.
Apparently. It seemed like a smart idea at the time. We're taking the actual boat.
We can go back to the beach, or we can steer into this mistake.
I'm afraid that we're going to steer into the astral sea.
Do you have any way to get us off of this before you take the boat up?
I guess you can climb the chain or up on the docks.
How difficult does that look?
What's your athletics?
So
difficult
really.
Does this look for Randus?
Oh, my athletics is only 10.
It'll probably be a lower athletics check to hang on for dear life than it is to climb up the docks.
All right, we'll come back with our big boat.
What? Fine. The dragonborn rolls back his crane.
Is the Don's Arena still in sight?
Yeah, it's like a little point back over there.
All right, let's cruise back to it and undo all of this.
Okay.
But aren't we trying to make certain that no one knows that we have a special device?
We could just go up on the
beach.
Yeah,
that's hidden.
Yeah, we could just roll up on the beach.
Yeah, but then we could roll up on the beach, and then what do we do with the boat?
Same thing we did at the other place. We take the steering wheel, and no one can do anything with
it. Yeah, we set the car alarm. Boop, boop.
Note to self, and install security device on buoy.
Yes.
Because I don't trust anyone here to not steal everything.
Okay.
You guys wouldn't happen to have, like, any rituals that are good for like hiding stuff, would you?
Let's
see. Because I'm pretty sure there are those.
Pretty sure I don't have anything particularly illusion-y.
Mine's just called stealth.
I'm just very leery of having our ship be at a possibly sketchy dock in a place known.
I mean, how sketchy now that we're close to the dock does this place look?
Again, like we want your money through capitalism sketchy, as opposed to want your money through stabbing sketchy.
Are there other astral, you know, yachts or skips of the same of approximate the size of the Tsarina?
Yeah. Yep, there's a couple of, you know, full-sized astral vessels docked here.
Yeah, and she'll gesture at those. It's like, it'll blend right in. They don't need to, you know, get inside the rigging. And we've got a crew to keep them from doing that.
I mean, I could set an alarm.
I've got magic circle. I also have knock, but that won't do anything.
No, but if you ever wanted to open the boat, you'll be great.
Yep.
Be set.
I think we go get the real boat.
Okay.
Cast.
Okay.
Rituals on it.
Onward.
Yeah. All right. Coming about.
All right. So you guys head back to the Don's Arena.
Don's Arena.
As you head back.
Why do we never commit to anything?
As you head back, a small boat similar to the one that was trying to sell you on the Golden Mega Dream starts to speed up, seemingly to catch up with you.
Well, you know,
ahoy.
See what they want.
Hey, what are you guys doing? This is our patch.
Your patch?
We're just trying to get back to our yacht.
Oh, that's likely. You guys get out of here.
Okay, we're leaving.
We're moving on.
What hotel do you represent?
Golden Mega Dream. Hello.
Okay.
Motions back.
It's the same group of guys.
Yeah.
We spoke with you like 10 minutes ago, guys.
You get like a bag of sand thrown at you.
Oh,
you get out of here,
throwing
guys.
Things?
You get out
Very
of here.
Rude. We're getting.
Huh.
I told you we should have gone to the Flaming Skull.
I light their boat on fire.
Don't do that.
I think our showing up quietly may be officially broken at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there's showing up the way other people show up. Yeah, exactly. Let's just go head back to the Golden Dream and see what's what.
All right. So when you guys get back to the Don's Arena, a couple of crew members are sitting there at the, like, basically keeping an eye out on the other boat for the Golden Mega Dream, the one that you guys were talking to earlier. And they just keep shouting, like, what's the point of staying out here? What if an astral monster comes and tries to eat your ship? Wouldn't you rather dock at the Golden Mega Dream? We work on commission.
All right, you've convinced us. You've convinced us.
To go somewhere else.
Lead the way.
All right, the captain goes to follow them. And sure enough, you guys get back to the dock and you pull up. And as you pull up, there is a small procession of humans and Kenku wearing these like yellow flowers around their necks. And as you dock, a human up front goes, welcome to the Golden Mega Dream docks.
Hi.
Hello.
In partnership with the Golden Mega Dream Hotel.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
How many people will be staying with us tonight?
5.
All right. And for how many nights?
Can we do a night by night?
Oh, we can.
Will it cost more?
Then let's start with tonight, and we'll see where we go.
Very well. If you will follow me, and basically this procession is like 5 pairs of humans and like 5 pairs of people. And when he turns around, they just kind of turn to face each other and then take a step back so that they kind of open a pathway for him to walk through. And as you guys follow him, they start throwing petals at you guys. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for coming. We're so happy to have you. Welcome to the Golden Mega Dream. We get paid on commission.
Oh, man.
And then once you guys are through that little nonsense gauntlet, they kind of fall into step behind you.
I think nonsense gauntlet may be our new team name.
Yeah, that's right. Not bad. The person up front is this, human lady, probably in her 40s, has her hair in a bun and is wearing some like nice white robes that are, you know, accentuate well the yellow flowers. And she kind of motions to the docks. Our docks are, of course, full service, so you can expect complimentary inspection of your ship, as well as replacements in supplies, rigging, whatever you need.
We'd like to waive that.
Oh, really? It's very nice. We have an excellent team of experts.
We just had our ship tuned up. It's sensitive.
I understand. Of course, you realize the price is not going to change.
Yep, understandable.
Very well. I will make a note of it. So you get out of the docks and get to this kind of mildly forested area. Like basically the docks end and there's a pathway and there's just like these short, very, very dark green trees. And the path leads to what appears to be a dome made out of white stone. Like, there she is, the Golden Mega Dream.
It doesn't look like the same white stone that was on the anchor that was suppressing magic, right?
No. This appears to be like mundane, like sandstone.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yes, that's a wonderful hotel. Is that sandstone?
That is sandstone. This structure has been here longer than anyone can remember. But it is now a full-service luxury hotel.
Ah, great. And how is your how's your patron, Gamma, now that the boardwalk is awake?
Oh, from what we understand, he couldn't be happier. It's like things woke up and he was right back in business.
Excellent.
The Toad's
have you been getting a lot of visitors?
We have. People hear the call of the Toad's Boardwalk and they come here to live their dreams.
I assume you have a casino inside the hotel?
We do.
Excellent.
Is there any chance that maybe your Lord Gamma will be making appearance at your hotel?
Oh, I certainly hope not.
Oh.
Well, Lord Gamma is an enormous monster, so I do not know that he would even fit through the front door.
Oh, well, there is that.
Well, please, give us a tour.
Of course. Right this way. So you guys go in through the main entrance, and there are, you know, lots of people milling around, mostly humans, but, you know, a few Kenku and Mero as well. It's like over there is like a restaurant. It's very this sort of like entrance area is very open. There's just like an area where there's a bunch of tables and people are eating and they seem to just be ordering, like the kitchen is somewhere else. Then on the other side, there's a few card tables and people are playing cards and drinking. And then heading forward, there is a very ample desk with like service desk with multiple clerics sitting there. Clerks sitting there. I realize now that in D&D, that would be an extremely confusing thing to say. So yeah, these are like hotel clerks.
Right.
Yes.
They are, you know, sort of checking people in and, you know, getting the attention of staff to go do things. It's pretty hopping. It's like, so this is our, this is the mezzanine. Over there is a 24-hour restaurant. You can just come in, sit down, and order whatever you want. Over here, this is our deluxe card table area. Again, as having docked in the docks, you have access to that whenever. Past this desk is going to be the casino, and then up the stairs is where your rooms will be.
Oh, great.
Lovely. And what room are we in?
I will go check you in. In the meantime, feel free to wander around. I'll find you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Ket, which one of these is the good one? Indicating to the games.
What games are there?
Mostly they are in this area. They seem to be playing card games. Are you guys actually like going through to the casino?
No, he said wander around.
Hmm.
I figure if we're supposed to be subtle, I think at least checking out the tables would not be a bad idea.
Seems reasonable.
Okay, so there are those card tables, but you guys are going through to the casino area.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the card tables first and see, while we're here.
Oh, okay. Yep, they're just playing some sort of card game. It seems pretty simple and appears to be just from brief perusal, very, very luck-based.
Hmm.
And probably employs a... Just a very there's a limited amount of strategy that can be used.
How big do the stakes seem to be?
Not insignificant. There's like a big pile of gold at the center of all of these tables.
Hey, what's the general, I guess, attitude of the gamblers?
They seem to be into it. They're actively trying. You know, there's like everybody is like very interested in their own way. You know, obviously you always have a guy who's like leaning back and acting like he doesn't care. But you know, it's keeping his eye on the game. Also, as you guys look around, it's pretty clear that the house has spotters around. And, also, as you guys look around some more, you spot a not insignificant amount of guards.
Mm-hmm.
Which are just either humans or Kenku dressed in like leather armor with like a sword.
What do they seem to be armed with? Oh, sword, you said.
Yeah.
Now, do these people appear to be participating in these activities on their own free will, or have they maybe somehow become too obsessed and have they lost control of themselves?
Are they brainwashed zombies?
Have they become brainwashed zombies by Gamma?
How would you go about testing that?
Zombies eat human flesh, so Cat, that won't work.
They'll eat half of him.
Well, do they seem to have just a normal affect? Are they acting like they're having fun or frustrated, or does it seem like everything is above board?
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything, you know. Some like really intense looking at cards, some like you know, contented smile, some like really worried sideways glances. You know, it's a little bit of everything.
Looks like a pretty standard casino room.
Yeah, somebody really smug when he declares that he has Fizbin.
Are there like waiters coming around?
Yep.
Just like, man, this reminds me a lot of home.
Are we going to continue into the casino?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right, so you guys go through to the casino. It is a very large single room. There are lots of tables. There are card games. There are dice games. There are sort of mechanical games that involve like spinning wheels and things like that. There are also like there appear to be also like a few skill games. Like there's at least one really beefy dragonborn at a table to like arm wrestle.
Nice.
Really beefy dragonborn. What kind of stakes on the really beefy dragonborn wrestling?
I'm gonna push Sakaar towards the really beefy dragonborn.
It depends on who's going. Like there's basically other people can bet on it as well, and you know, odds are given. Oh.
So Sakaar's odds are probably better than, you know, Orym's.
That is correct.
Hey. Well,
maybe in this
actually, reality. But if Orym wins, you would win a lot more money.
Right.
That is true.
So it depends on what you mean by better odds.
Yes.
But he won't. Well, he might.
He might.
Especially if he is actually Sakaar. Quick, glamour.
I'm gonna take Sakaar around the corner.
No.
Sakaar would be.
You do not
want to
start by cheating.
Yes. You're not borrowing my hat.
That's true.
I own a hat.
We don't want to start by cheating.
We have issues with our magic being discovered.
Is it not?
Oh, you know, we didn't ask about the rules of magic here, whether that was allowed or not. So, you know, we could find ourselves into the prison very quickly and
it does not seem like the best way to keep a low profile.
Yeah, and it's probably not the best way to put the right foot forward or the left foot forward with Gamma. I mean, the house is supposed to always win. It's not like we should come in here and take them for all their money.
Let me have any fun.
Gamma might actually appreciate someone who's willing to go to great lengths to win. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Is there like a chip cashing place or somewhere where I could find someone that, you know, could give me the house rules?
Yes. There is basically a change place. They're actually operating with like actual money here. But there is a kind of central desk. Is this like a circular podium type area with like maybe six or seven people inside talking to people as they come up?
I'll kind of queue up for that.
Okay. Somebody is like, may I help you?
Yeah, I was just hoping to find out the house rules.
Yes, the house rules. I guess here he like hands you a pamphlet.
Oh, thank you.
And then takes out a like a piece of like waxy chalk. Or not chalk, but like, you know, some kind of like wax drawing type thing, like a little rectangular prism of it. And he's like, so these are the hours that the casino is open. And he like circles them. And then these are the sorts of magics that are not allowed.
Perfect.
This is... this is important. This is sort of concerning minimum bets and turtling. It's technically allowed in some of our games, but the house will reserve the right to impose a fine if it is done to the detriment of the fun of the other patrons. And then here is some rules on Enormous Maid, because the style that we play is different than most other places.
What's Enormous Maid?
Enormous Maid is a card game where there are 5 decks and 4 players, and you can kind of draw from any deck. So you end up with like these gigantic hands.
Wow.
And your rules for the game are in here?
Yes. Specifically, the rules for Enormous Maid are in there because they're different than other places. Other than that, you'll have to talk to the people at the table for individual rules for individual games.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you walk in and you don't know the rules for a game, just my own personal thing, I would not recommend playing that game.
It seems like a smart policy.
If this is your first time, then a casino like this is not going to be a good place to learn.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere friendly pots that you'd recommend?
Well, definitely if you want to just get your feet wet, I would recommend card tables out in the mezzanine. That's a good mm-hmm. place to warm up. After that, our roulette tables are, you can play in a very forgiving way if you're not looking for very high stakes stuff. I would steer away if you're a beginner. I would steer away from all of the bone tables.
Thank you for the advice.
No problem. Enjoy your stay here at the Golden Mega Dream.
Thank you. What kind of magics are illegal? Illusions?
Yep. Illusion, polymorphing, and
charm.
Actually, charm isn't.
What?
Do that at your own risk.
Yep. And then also coercion through implication of violence is also prohibited. Right. So, you know.
Are there basically policies against like card counting, sleight of hand, or is that implied?
There's no policy against card counting. There does seem to be a clear, like, you're supposed to play with the implements given to you. So mm-hmm. You're not allowed to bring outside materials into a game. That said, you could probably make an argument for palming a card during a game, not leaving the table, and then cheating with it. But, you know, that gets into cheating territory. It actually, like, it seems like a lot of things go.
Nice.
This is a pretty hardcore place, and, you know, people are looking to clean out and thus are willing to take the risk to be cleaned out.
Wow.
Cool.
There is also a note about
repossessing your stuff if you can't pay.
Yep. And doing it forward, like, basically there is a pawn shop in the casino, and amazing. You know, if you walk in with your gem of seeing, and you know, you'll get 25% of the cost. And you can go gamble it. And if you make your money back, you can buy it at full cost.
Awesome. Want to get some food while we wait for our room?
Sure.
Yes.
Is it free? Greatly reduced price?
Pretty sure it's included with our stay.
Yay, buffet. Let's find the restaurant. Unless, you know, you guys want to go do that thing you were going to do legally, Kat.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Trying to figure out how likely it is for Randus to lose.
Does it involve Brian's dice rolling skills?
Most assuredly.
Likely.
Like, I'm trying to do it without that knowledge, because I'm trying to do it in Ket's mind, because Randus's giant beefy ass arm should make for a, you know, good show, but Randus isn't exactly athletically inclined.
Oh, so you are.
So I'm debating if I want to send Randus.
Enter Randus, bet against them, make some money.
Yes,
I see.
Because I know Randus won't cheat.
It's your money, Ket.
I mean, Ket's not saying anything. He's just following along. But he is clearly deep in thought.
Running the numbers.
Then let's get some food.
Yeah. All right. Food. You guys go back to the restaurant area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
You find a table and a server comes up. Hello, welcome to the Golden Mega Dream Mezzanine Restaurant. What can I get you? Something to drink, perhaps?
What's included in our stay?
All food is included in your stay.
Oh, and alcohol?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Then I will have one of your finest alcohols.
Oh, boy.
All right. And for the rest of you?
Do you have a menu?
Yes. So today's menu is, and then he starts like rattling off a bunch of food. And these are our soups, and these are our salads, and this is some of our main dishes. This is like our fowl dish and our fish dish. And then we have just got this in, kind of these like rib-based sandwiches, you know,
the elusive cheese, McRib,
cheese cones.
Cheese cones.
I will have one of your finest cheese cones, please.
Oh, very well.
And I'll take the fish.
Okay.
I'll take the largest meal involving meat-based substances.
All right.
The bloodier the better, right? Right? Am I right?
The withering, wilting gaze from Sakaar cannot be seen on the podcast, so I must describe it. It's the visual equivalent of a fart in an elevator.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And for you, sir? That's to Randus.
Roast beef.
Okay.
Take the lighter salad and the fowl dinner, please.
All right. And to drink for the rest of you?
Oh, do you have any rice wine?
Yes, we do.
I'll take some of that.
Four of your finest alcohol, please.
There you go.
What for the rest of you?
Whatever your recommendation is.
I can find you something that pairs well with what you ordered.
Thank you.
That sounds lovely.
Oh, all right. So that will be sommelier's choice for the gentleman, the lady, the gentleman, and then a Gamma's Bile for the sir and four Gamma's Biles for the sir.
Oh, what is a Gamma's Bile?
It's our finest alcohol.
What kind of alcohol is it?
It is a magical alcohol.
Oh, interesting. Does it, what properties does it have?
Ah, well, you should try it.
Okay.
Me describing it just does not do it justice.
We're all going to wake up in the alley.
All right.
We're going to wake up in an alley.
Wake up in a tub of ice. Get to the hospital.
It's a
not a kid.
Specifically high market for Eldrin kidneys.
So the server menu,
apparently.
The server goes off. And your host finds you. He's like, oh, about to enjoy some late lunch?
Yes.
Well, that sounds lovely. Here are your keys. And he puts down 5 keys that are like big, like skeleton keys. We gave you the suite in the 4th floor.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Please, if you need anything, find me or have one of the servers find me.
Wonderful. Are there any entertainment options besides the casino?
Yes, we have. We will have some musicians performing here tomorrow, but I'm afraid you've missed the entertainment for today.
Oh, who did we miss?
Oh, the knife jugglers.
Oh,
that sounds exciting.
It was. We had to put down the wards for a little bit, so it was a little tense. But nothing bad happened.
Mm. Oh, you have wards against weaponry?
No, not against weaponry. It's against certain creatures.
Oh,
who was doing the juggling?
Well, they're some kind of elementals. And we didn't know if they were specifically going to affect them, so we took them down momentarily.
Any entertainment around town you'd recommend for tonight, then?
Oh, the boardwalk provides. If you head out there, I'm sure you will find all manner of entertainment.
Wonderful.
All right, well, I will leave you to it, and I'll talk to you soon. Wanders off.
This is going to be fun.
Well, let's not lose sight of the mission because,
indeed,
too much of this fun might put us way behind.
Oh no! I think that the best way to get on the mission is going to be to get the lay of the land before we start trying to ask for an audience with the giant monster, or just asking people who've seen ahead.
Hmm. We need to get to the Grandma's tea house first.
Yes, we'll do that shortly.
So pretty quickly, your meal arrives. Everybody gets their food. Wine for Ket, Little Sparkle, and Randis. And then a flute of some like translucent green stuff for Orem and 4 of those for Sakaar.
I take one small sip.
Okay. Take a small sip. It is pretty good.
Awesome.
I take a large sip.
Okay. Sakaar takes a large sip. It is pretty good.
You feel anything?
It's pretty good.
Yes, I agree. It is pretty good.
I drink the whole thing. For I have 3 more.
I set mine aside because it kind of upset my tummy.
So you guys hang out and eat?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do we feel poisoned?
You do not feel poisoned. But since you had 4 of them, you do feel a little drunk.
That will happen.
And it's hard to tell at first, and it's only by comparison. But while you guys are sitting there talking, the rest of you notice that Sakaar's ears look a lot pointier, sort of as the night has worn on.
Uh-oh.
And now that you think of it, so do Orem's, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Wow, it's pretty pointy.
Wow, they're pointed on the bottom too? Oh, that seems like a problem.
Huh. Seems to be.
Do we notice this, or is it just something that is noticed?
You notice, actually, you don't notice Orem's ears because you're drunk.
Right.
So basically, Randis, Little Sparkle, and Ket more or less notice this going on at once or at the same time.
That's odd.
Presumably, mine are not changing as much as Sakaar since I didn't drink hardly any.
No, but your hair's doing a weird thing where, it doesn't.
Let's get to the room quick. I can't let anyone see me like this.
No, it's the opposite. It's like
you can let everyone see like this.
it's like blowing in a non-existent breeze.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Oh no.
Huh.
Weird.
What's weird?
Your ears are pointier.
Also, when he talked just now, his fangs are very prominent.
Whoa.
I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about. My ears are the same as they've always been.
I wonder if it accentuates some aspect of you. Like you're more vampire-y and Orm is even more magic-y.
Don't say the V word.
Why?
It's rude.
Do you have a preferred terminology?
Oblia.
All right. More oblia-y.
Fangly?
Much, much better.
Yeah, his eyes turn red.
Ah. Oh, you look super creepy.
That's quite rude, thank you.
You're
more so than normal.
You're less than human nature is showing.
You're something's happening.
Do I feel in any way abnormal?
No, you just, you know, you feel drunk and like strong, like really tough and strong. And like these guys don't know what they're talking about.
I don't think, first of all, that you've been paying attention to my nature. I think everything is fine.
Okay.
You're drunk, Oblia. Welcome with Oblia. It's really funny.
How many of those drinks does he have left?
Oh, they're gone. They were quite
okay.
Good.
That's good.
They have a flavor somewhere between the green fruits that you find on the stalks in the place by the thing on the island.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how to describe it. It's a sub-grouping.
Here, Randus, try mine.
Okay.
It's love.
Take a sip.
Ooh, I'm really curious what this will do.
Maybe oh my god, no! Randus
smash,
explodes!
Smash cut to Randus and Orm up on the karaoke bar.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Don't stop!
Everyone stay focused on the mission. This won't
so you take, Randus takes a sip?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
What's Randus like, constitution or your defense, your
fortitude.
Yeah, your fortitude defense.
My con is 21. Fortitude is 33.
Okay. Yep. You take a sip. It's pretty good.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Actually, pretty good.
See, I told you, it's lovely.
I watch him raptly for physical changes.
Okay. Anything yet?
You watch him for a few minutes, and nothing really seems to happen. Plus, the fact that Sakaar is floating about an inch above his chair now is
distracting.
Very distracting.
Distracting.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Maybe I need to drink a bit more.
I might have to order another.
You are cut off, sir. You are so cut off.
You are not my mother.
I think it might be a little late for the night for us to
maybe you should be grounded.
Point, so
it's possible.
I want to see what more happens.
It's lunchtime.
It's
late lunch. It's late enough for an early dinner.
I hope it's a late lunch.
Oh boy.
We are keeping a low profile.
No, you're not.
You're floating and have blood red eyes and giant bags.
But I'm not flying high. I'm floating low.
Okay.
I'm having trouble with gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I noticed.
Happens.
Yes, it does.
How are you feeling, Orym?
Orym's like paranoid, quiet, kind of just sitting there quietly looking around, hoping no one notices his beautiful hair flowing.
Yeah, it's really not flowing as much anymore. He seems to be coming down.
Starting to wear off.
We need to obtain some more of this.
Yeah, seriously, I want to try it later.
I think we should.
Later.
Later?
Later.
We'll have four more.
Not tonight. Let's go back to our room and then hit the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Walking seems silly.
So he gets the car up and we head up to our room.
Okay.
We have one room?
Yep, you have a suite.
And by gets the car up, we mean hold him down towards the ground.
Sure, tether him, whatever you need to do.
Sure it is.
Yeah. Hooey him.
Just tie a string around his toe, it'll be fine.
As you guys are heading or beginning to head up the stairs, you see another drunk patron stand up and hit a server carrying a tray, you know, by accident, just kind of smashes into him, and the server drops what they were carrying, and a bunch of like little grains fall on the ground. At which point Sakaar starts floating towards them.
Oh no. He's gonna pick them up because he's a vampire with a compulsion. This is great.
Floats towards them.
Yeah, look at all these little grains, man. How many of them could there be?
7.
This is gonna be a while.
93. Oh, sir, I got that. You don't need to worry about that.
Hold, wait, don't move them. If you move them, I have to start over.
Try gently turning him around.
Yeah, if you guys make an effort to distract him, he'll forget about him.
Great.
Yeah, we distract him.
Yeah, you guys get him to the suite.
What does Sakaar like?
What is he like?
What does he like? How are you going to distract him?
Flash a shiny thing.
Well, that's just insulting.
We're trying to distract Sakaar, not Matthew.
Show him a vein. Talk about goods.
You could just like make a trail of rice back to the...
Oh, there we go.
Back to the room.
Pick it up one by one.
Have someone play a flute, and Sakaar will certainly follow.
Yep. Like
Aqualung.
It's Aqualung.
Uh-huh. Play some industrial music.
No.
Da-da.
Yeah. Label the sweet hot topic.
My new armor should have an Invader Zim theme. With flaming skeletons.
All right, so eventually you guys get back to the suite. And at around the time where you get back to the suite, Sakaar definitely starts to come down. His eyes are the right color. His fangs don't seem as pointy. And... he's got this weird thing where he has like a dull ache from the middle of his forehead all the way down to like the place where like his teeth start in his mouth, like the top of his teeth. So just like his face is just like aching, you know, not
like
to a point where
hangover.
Not to the point where it's like incapacitating in any way, but he can feel it.
Sounds terrible. I do not like that at all.
It was pretty entertaining.
Is there any water in the room?
Yes, there is actually running water in the room. There's a bathroom, and there's some sort of like a magical like metal basin that as you walk in fills up with water.
I will guide Sakaar towards it.
A basin of water. Is it running water?
No, it is. Can you cross it? It is not running water. And you don't need to cross it anyway, so.
Fine.
I will say that I am kicking myself for not having described a water feature earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Just be like trying to get Sakaar to the room. He's like, no. No,
not going that way.
And like, there's like a big panel of mirrors, but none of them show him.
Yep.
Let's.
Everyone good?
I'm fine.
Yep. Orym looks normal now.
He kind of shakes his head around, trying to see if he can get the hair to flow again.
I mean, it does.
but
not more so than you. No.
You've pressed the digitation. You can kind of always have wind blowing in your face.
Ooh. I know what I'm using my
minor axe for.
Just a constant, yeah.
You don't sexy need to use your spider hand parts to do that.
Are you sure? I've got spider points.
I'm assuming prestidigitation, which you have. It's like a minor at will, don't you?
Yep.
Also, you'd have to make it spider themed, so it'd be like spiders making your hair weave. Right. Which sounds awesome, but not necessarily in the way you were looking for.
I can get a spider weave.
Don't see.
You're still drunk. Go drink with Sakaar.
Let's go get some tea.
All right. Tea.
Okay.
Let's verify the contents of the tea before we drink the tea.
Oh, you're going to have more of that stuff later.
My face hurts. I don't believe that that's the case.
Well, while we all come down from that fantastic lunch, why don't we take a break this week?
Four martini lunch.
Well, for some of us, maybe.
Well, you know, some people are lightweights. It's fine.
If you have any questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. Don't forget, we have a Patreon page where you can help us out. Patreon.com/majorspoilers. If you found some value in the show, you got a little laugh, you got a chuckle, and you feel like giving a little back, we would certainly appreciate that at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Fucking episode. That's all we ask. And until next time, choking all of your dice rolls, critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.